when I just need someone to talk to. He's always there to hear my prayer each time I call him. All my needs he will supply, my thirsty soul he satisfies, for he's Lord of all and he's all I need. He comforts me when I'm weary, he eases every pain, he feels my deepest longing time and time again. He's my soul's inspiration, my heart's consolation. He's my everything and he's all I need. He's all I need. I dare not turn to any other, for he's a friend that's closer than any brother. And on this friend I will rely to be my strength as life goes by, for he's Lord of all and he's all I need. He comforts me when I'm weary, and he eases every pain, he feels my deepest longings, oh, time and time again. And he's my soul's inspiration, my heart's consolation, for he's my everything and he's all that I need. And he's my soul's inspiration, and my heart's consolation, for he's my everything and he's all that I need.
Amen. Amen. Open your Bibles to the book of Psalms 145, the 145th Psalm, and we shall begin to read in verse number 17. Verse number 17. If you found your place, stand with me if you will, and we shall begin to read these five verses together. The Bible says, "The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desires of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever." I want you to go back with me to verse number 18, where the Bible says, "The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth." And I want you to notice that word nigh. The Lord is nigh. That means he is near unto all them that call upon him. I want to speak to you this morning on this subject. How far are you from God? How far are you from God? He said he is near to all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. Father, help me this morning as I bring this message to make this question ring in our minds and in our hearts until we take inventory of our life and answer that question, just how far am I from God? Lord, I ask you to speak to every heart here today. May each Christian look at their relationship to their Savior. And may we come to the conclusion that we're not close enough and do whatever we need to do to draw near to God. And then, Heavenly Father, for those that are unsaved, I ask you to speak to their heart and save their soul. You tell us here that you will save them if they'll cry out unto you, if they'll call upon you. Now give me liberty and give me power as I preach, that I might make very simple and very plain the message you've given me to preach today. Thank you for being such a wonderful God. Thank you for your grace and mercy extended toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Thank you for free salvation. Thank you for eternal salvation. And thank you that it is not limited just to a select few, but anyone, everyone who wants to be saved can come to Jesus and be saved. Now, Lord Jesus, fill me with thy Spirit. Preach through me today, and I'll give you honor and glory and praise in advance for all you shall do and every decision that shall be made. For it's in your name I ask these things. Amen. You may be seated. I ask you once again, how far are you from God? Putting it into the positive, how near are you to God this morning? How close are you living to God today? Whether you approach the question from the negative aspect or the positive aspect, the answer is going to be the same this morning. It's going to be the same. How close are you to God? How far are you to God? And only I can answer that question for me. Do you have a sweet, close relationship with the Lord Jesus? You do know He desires to be close to you. He wants to be your Savior. He wants to be your Lord. He wants to be your best friend. He is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And He wants you to have a relationship with Him, knowing that He is God. Over the years, many people have indicated that they're waiting on God to first do something special for their life. Well, I'm here to tell you, God's already made the first move toward us. The incarnation was special. God taking upon Himself flesh, coming down here to this world as a man, being tempted in all points as we are tempted, yet without sin, for only one reason, for me and you, that He might become our sin sacrifice. My friend, that was special. God's already done something special for every one of us in the incarnation. Then may I say, secondly, God has done something special for every one of us on Calvary. When the sinless Son of God laid down His life on that old rugged cross to be crucified for us, it was something special. When He hung there on the cross between heaven and earth and allowed God to judge Him as He would judge a sinner in hell, taking our place in sin and God's judgment, He did something special for us. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. My dear friend, that's something special. Paul said in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, "But God commendeth His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." my friend, that is something special. And I've said all of that to say this, the next move is up to you. God's already made the first move. God has come down here to where we are, took upon Himself flesh, died in our place to purchase our redemption. Now the next move is up to you. But may I say to you that God's Word tells us in James 4:8, draw nigh to God and He'll draw nigh to you. Hebrews 10:22 says, let us draw near with a true heart. Psalm 73:28 says, it is good for me to draw near to God. It's the best thing that ever happened to me. When I took that step as a lost sinner toward God, what are you waiting on this morning? God's already done something very special for you. Now He says, He is nigh, He is near unto all them that call upon Him. He says He'll save you if you'll call upon Him. It's God's desire that every one of us seek a face-to-face relationship with Him. A face-to-face. Psalm 27:7-8 says, hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also unto me and answer me. When Thou saidst, seek ye my face, my heart said unto Thee, Thy face, Lord, will I seek. God is saying, draw near to me. Seek my face. Now what's important about that? Face-to-face relationships, a lover's relationship. When a man is in love with a young lady, he looks at her face. And when we're in love with our Savior, we'll seek a face-to-face relationship. Lust looks at the body. Love looks at the face, the eyes. Face-to-face relationship. And that's the kind of relationship God wants to have with you. A special love relationship. And God's already taken the first steps. The next move's up to you. The next move's up to you. He's already made up His mind. He wants that relationship with you. When our love relationship is right with God, we'll do whatever is necessary to bring our life into a face-to-face relationship with Him. Let me ask you again. How far are you from God? Some in our service today have no relationship with God whatsoever. Oh, you desire to know Him as Savior, but you don't know how. You don't know how to be saved. You want to go to heaven, but you don't know how to be certain you will. I've got good news for you today. You're in the right place. You're in the place where we care enough about you, we'll take you aside and show you in the Bible how you can draw near to God and have that salvation and have a face-to-face relationship with Him. There are others here today that need the Lord desperately. You have a heavy burden. You have a heartache. You can't bear it alone. And you need God's help. You need God's presence. You need His peace. And you're never going to have that until you draw near to Him. And He'll draw near to you. Others are here in our service this morning who no longer have a close relationship to God. Oh, at one time you did, but you've gone backward in your Christian life. You and God are no longer in a face-to-face relationship. You've wandered away from God. Your heart's grown cold. Your heart's grown hard. You've become indifferent. But I'm here to tell you, God still loves you and God desires that face-to-face relationship with you also. I have good news for each of you this morning. God is waiting for you to make that first step toward Him. He'll meet you. He'll receive you. If you're sincere, He will forgive you. He'll give you a new beginning in your relationship with Him. Now I want to ask just two or three quick questions for my message this morning. Number one, how far are you from God's salvation? How far are you from God's salvation? In Psalm 85, 9, the Bible says His salvation is nigh. In Psalm 145, 18, He is nigh unto all them that call upon Him. A scribe once came to Jesus in Mark chapter 12, verse 34, and Jesus said unto him, Thou art not far from the kingdom of God. Many here today are so near to being saved. You're so near to salvation. And let me tell you something. The very first step of getting saved is acknowledging that you're lost and you need to be saved. And you're here today, and some of you already know that in your heart. You know if you should die today, you'd go to heaven or go to hell. You don't have any peace. You don't have any certainty that heaven is your home. You need to be saved. The very first step is to admit that you are a lost sinner and that you need to be saved. And I'm here to tell you this morning, Jesus is waiting for you. And I have no doubt He'll be speaking to some of you this morning because you need to be saved. Your heart's tender this morning. You haven't said no 10,000 times to Him. You want to go to heaven. You just don't know how. You listen when He speaks this morning, and at invitation time, if you'll step out in the aisle and come, we'll take you aside lovingly, privately, and personally, show you how you can be saved. How far are you from God's salvation? Jesus said, All who will come unto Me, I'll not cast one out. Remember in the book of Acts chapter 26 when Paul was witnessing to King Agrippa? King Agrippa says, Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Almost being a Christian is not good enough. Almost being a Christian is still being lost. People die and go to hell without hope because they're almost a Christian, but they've never come to that place where they receive Jesus as their Savior. What do we do? What do we need to do? Like the Ethiopian in Acts chapter 8, when Philip asked him, Ethiopian said, What must I do to be baptized? And Philip said, Thou mayest if thou believest with all thine heart. And the Ethiopian said, I believe, and I want you to know God's waiting on you. Just believe upon Him with all your heart. He's waiting on you to take that step. You desperately need to receive Jesus today as your Savior. How far are you from God's salvation? Secondly, how far are you from the will of God for your life? How far are you from the will of God for your life? You do know that in every life here, God has a purpose and a will for you. And God's will and purpose for your life goes beyond you getting married, having a home, and working a job and making a living. God has a purpose and a will for you wrapped up in His service, in His church, in His plan for your life. How far are you from the will of God for your life? Many, like Demas, have forsaken the will of God for the love of the world. Or maybe you've been like John Mark. You started out and then quit on God for some reason or other. The pleasure of this world has lured many away from God. Some of you thought things would satisfy you, but you're still empty. Because though you're saved, you're not living in the will of God. There is no peace. There is no joy. There is no blessing. And you wonder, well, I thought if I could just get these things, everything would be all right. May I tell you, the devil lied to you, and you believed his lie. Now then, the pleasure's gone. There's no more laughter. The fun has ceased. And now you're empty. You're lonely. And you're away from God. Like the people of Israel in Jeremiah 2, you have turned your back to God and not your face. That's what Jeremiah said to Israel. Ah, but there was a time when you walked with God. Your prayers were as a personal talk face to face with God. His blessings were upon you. You served Him. You told others about Him. You were faithful to His church and to His service. All of that's gone now because you chose the love of the world over the love of God. And you're not close to Him anymore. I've got news for you today. God still loves you. He's longing for your return to Him. He's longing for you to walk once again in His will. Like the Father forgave the prodigal, God will forgive you if you'll come to yourself and come back to the Father. He'll restore you to your place of fellowship and service, but you must come back to the Father. You must draw nigh to Him. The next step's up to you. The prodigal said in the hog pen, I will arise and go to my father, and I'll say to my father, I've sinned, and I'm not worthy to be thy son. I've sinned against heaven and in thy sight. And when he did that, the father ran out to meet him and forgave him and brought him back into fellowship as a son in the family. Draw nigh to God, the Bible says, and He will draw nigh to you. How far are you from God's salvation? How far are you from the will of God for your life? And thirdly, how far are you from God's judgment on your life? How far are you from God's judgment on your life? Dear unsaved friend, you're living just one heartbeat away from an eternity in hell and everlasting judgment. Does it ever bother you that you're unsaved? Does it ever bother you that you would not go to heaven, but that you'd go to hell if you should die as you are? I'm here to tell you it bothered me when I was unsaved. I still remember it, though it was 55 years ago, the fear and the tears and the dreams of facing eternity unsaved and burning in hell forever and ever. I still remember the fear that was struck into my heart as an unsaved 15-year-old boy. Just how near are you this very minute to the judgment of God against your sin and your rejection of Him? He says, come to Him that you might be saved. He said, all who come unto me, I'll not cast one out. The next step's up to you. God's waiting. How far are you from God, from salvation? How far are you from the will of God for your life? How far are you from the judgment of God on your life? And I must talk to wayward and backslidden Christians for a moment this morning. Oh yes, you're saved, but you're backslidden. And being a backslidden Christian is nothing to rejoice about. It's nothing to brag about. It's nothing to be at peace about. You're a child of God that's turned your back on the God that loved you and died for you. And may I say to you that you're not going to get by with backsliding. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth as a father doth his son. How far are you from that chastening? How far are you from that scourging? You cannot escape the judgment of God on a backslidden life without repentance and faith coming back to the God you turned your back on. God won't allow us to get away with our sins in our Christian life. You may, and by the way, if you claim to be a Christian and you're living in sin and ungodliness and you're not facing any conscious guilt, you're not facing any conviction of the Holy Spirit, and you're not facing any chastisement from God, you better stop and check up on what you're calling salvation. God makes it plain that He spanks His children, but He doesn't spank the devil's children. You may think that you can handle your sin, but it will in reality destroy your life. Sin's a deceiver. Sin's a destroyer. Sin's a power drainer. Sin is a joy remover. Sin is a life wrecker. Sin always brings chastisement and shame. You can't ignore it. Run away from it. You've got to deal with it, or God will deal with you. The thing to do is to bring all of this to Jesus. Come back to Him. Draw nigh to Him and He'll draw nigh to you. Humble yourself before Him and He'll exalt you. Confess your sins, He'll forgive you. He'll cleanse you and restore you. He can bring the joy back in your life once again, Christian. He can restore the peace once again to your heart. He can give you purpose and direction for your life once again. And I must say one more time, how far are you from God this morning? You say, preacher, I sure don't like that message. Well, I don't like preaching it either. But I'm not preaching it to please you. I'm preaching it to help you. I didn't like getting a flu shot or a pneumonia shot. I didn't jump up and down and say, man, I get to go get shots today. You know the reason I did? To help me. It's for my good. And there's some messages I enjoy preaching. Some I don't enjoy preaching. But I preach them anyway for our good. And when I say our good, I have to preach them to me as well as to you. And I ask myself the same questions I've asked you this morning. I've got to make the same decisions in my life that each of us need to make this morning. How far away from God are you? How close are you living to God? How far are you from His salvation? How far are you from His judgment? How far are you from His will this morning? You know the amazing thing about it? God is still standing there after all of our rejection, after our backsliding, after our choosing the world over Him. He's still standing there with His arms outstretched, saying, come unto me, come unto me, and I'll give you rest. He's still there, though you've rejected Him. You've rebelled against Him. You've chosen things over Him. He's still saying, draw nigh to me, and I'll draw nigh to you. Come unto me. Come unto me. He's waiting for you this morning. I hope you've answered that question in your own heart. How close are you to God today? Or how far away from Him today? No matter who you are, He's reaching out to you this morning. And the next step, the next decision, is up to you. Draw near to Him with a pure heart. Draw near to Him with an honest heart this morning. You know, every now and then I'll have people come forward and they'll say, I want to get right with God, and they'll lie through their teeth about things that are going on in their life. Things I know that's going on that they won't admit to God or anybody else. You're not going to get right with God that way. We have to come with a true heart. A true heart. But He's waiting on us to draw near to Him. He's waiting on us to have that face-to-face, close relationship with Him. How far are you from God's salvation? How far are you from the will of God? How far are you this morning from the judgment of God on your life? I've told this story many times. I remember one Sunday preaching in here and sitting right back here about three rows from the back in this section was a young man. I guess he was in his 20s, late 20s. Gave the invitation. He got up out of his seat, came down the aisle, accepted Christ as Savior. Got baptized that morning after he got saved. I remember standing out in the parking lot and seeing him as he left. He rode in with somebody in the back of a pickup to come to church. Grown man. He got saved that morning. That following Tuesday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, I was listening to the local news. And it was telling about a man who ran out of gas over here on Interstate 20. And he got a gas can out of his car and tried to go across Interstate 20 to get some gas for his car. And when he stepped over the medium, over the barrier, into the other lane of traffic that he was crossing, an automobile hit him and killed him. Just like that. I promise you, when he sat back there in that third row from the back, on Sunday morning, he was not considering that he was that living that close to eternity. He was that near to judgment and never considered it. Oh my, when I heard that and I saw who it was, my heart broke, and yet I rejoiced that He did not put it off till next week. He did not make excuses and say another time. He had no other time. And this is your time this morning. This is your time. Draw near to God. He'll draw near to you. Father, take our message this morning and use it. Use it to help someone to make that decision that's absolutely vital